This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, border patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America and keeping us free and safe. And not to forget about all the people right now working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, too, and our bulk mail centers sorting out the mail for everybody, and our mail haulers running the mail back and forth across the country. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And take advantage of everything that we have there for you. And a lot of it is free. So free is for me. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to wrap up our discussion about the Mueller report with this final interview that came out from somebody by the name of Matt Miller, who was sitting on a panel with Brian Williams and Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. And they were commentating on what Mueller was saying. I'm sorry, not Mueller. What Barr was saying. And this is what this guy, Matt Miller, had to say. It was like he wasn't even in the room. Listen to this.
It's a great question. They're talking to, I think, the president's base, the viewers on Fox News, the people that Bill Barr was trying to talk to today to preempt what we expect to see in this report. I think if you go to the obstruction section, I found the most fascinating thing, the fact that the attorney general said it outlines 10 acts that they examined. I think the witnesses will be crucial because this question that we've always had about the president's state of mind, the witnesses that were in the White House will be able to say, presumably, what the president's state of mind might have been. They're going to be able to say, did the president say something like, if this investigation isn't shut down, I want Bob Mueller fired, or I want Jim Comey fired. And I think what I really am interested in finding is, what was the special counsel's legal reasoning? It was, I thought, fascinating that the attorney general said that he disagreed with the special counsel's reasoning and that Rod Rosenstein disagreed. You could really see him leaning on Rod Rosenstein's reputation there. But I think the attorney general knows, or it should know, that over the course of the last few weeks, he has really damaged his reputation. Rod Rosenstein, rightly or wrongly, I'm not sure rightly, has a bit better reputation. And you could see the attorney general leaning on it. I would have liked to hear directly from Rod what conclusion the special counsel made that he disagrees.
Well, again, what room was he sitting in?
Here's a couple of things. One is, the report stands on its own at this point, all right? And we really, I mean, we were given some conclusions here.
Mm-hmm.
And we were given some facts that we otherwise didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. The report says that the Internet Research Agency in 2014 sent operatives to the United States.
Yes.
Now, that happened under the John Kerry State Department and the Jim Comey FBI. That's
yep.
The first thing. The second thing here is that GRU, which is the military, Russian military wing, the military unit, they had two separate units.
Mm-hmm.
One is 26165 and the other was 74455. Well, 26165 was the one that was doing the anti-doping hacking. Remember that one?
I do.
Okay. Now, we also have learned that GRU, the military cyber wing of Russia, got inside of 29 DCCC computers and got inside 30 DNC computers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what this tells us, if for nothing else, the Democrats at this point ought to be yelling and screaming about the fact that all of this began, the hacking, the WikiLeaks, all of that began under the Obama administration going back to 2014.
Correct.
We also can't go too much further with a lot of this because we need Attorney General Huber's report. We need Michael Horowitz's Inspector General report to overlay it on top of this one to get the entire timeline of everything, including what I might add is the operatives that were running around to create the dossier and the FISA warrants.
Mm-hmm.
FISA warrants, meaning four, at least four. And then the unmasking. We need to take the emotion out of this thing with the collusion, the collaboration, the cooperation, the conspiracy. I mean, Trump did say, hey, you know, let's fire Mueller. And Donegan said, no, we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have not been a demand or an order for Donegan to do that, but more of a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, Trump did nothing.
Yep.
So your Eric Swalwells and your Adam Schiffs and your Jerry Nadlers need to all have group therapy someplace.
Right.
And take Pelosi with you.
Right. And, Omar and Cortez and the other bunch. But you are absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we are going to change gears here. But the fact of the matter is the Democrats are going to try to make anything out of this because they have to. They banked their whole political.
Well, and if that's okay, so we've been through a 2-year nightmare, and Jerry Nadler is going to put us through two more.
Yep.
So here's what needs to happen. Lindsey Graham needs some help, and there need to be some massive countermeasures going on right now leading into 2020.
You betcha. All right, Denise Simon and I will be right back. And by the way, when we come back, North Korea wants Mike Pompeo out of the meetings they've been having. We'll talk about that and a lot more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, strolling across the overnight radio hours live from Tampa, Florida. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, and for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense in the event that you need it, because you have to defend yourself by whatever means you have to defend yourself with, whether it's a gun, a knife, a stick, a club, your fists, whatever. They're there for you. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can click on the USCCA logo that's there. Sign up to win the free gun a day giveaway. There'll be a drop-down screen, and you'll be able to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. And while you're there, consider becoming a member, because if you join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat. And that also includes the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which just won another award this year for best publication. And there's all kinds of savings in that magazine. It comes out every month, too. So that's the USCCA. Go to my website, The Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and click on that logo link that's right there on the home page. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
What is going on with North Korea, and why do they want Mike Pompeo off the case?
What's particularly interesting here is Mike Pompeo actually has more face time with North Korea than John Bolton does. But if you stand back and take a larger look, I think I mentioned this last night, the Trump administration, just with those two people, Bolton and Pompeo, are taking a very hard stance on sanctions and on law with these rogue countries, as well as they should be. And so little Kim is on his way to Moscow, by the way, I think this week or next. Yeah. So
getting some more marching orders.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, between what relationships that little Kim is nurturing with other rogue countries, Pompeo is getting in the way because of sanctions, and because of other activities that between Pompeo and Bolton that they're putting in the pipeline to punish these countries. We talked yesterday about the, I think it was the Title III in Cuba, which also necessarily affects Venezuela. They've been taking a very hard stance with China on Huawei. They've been taking a very hard stance with Iran. So I think somebody needs to start taking a harder stance, especially after what I just mentioned on the Mueller report with the IRA and the Russian military and the hacking with Russia. So that's why little Kim wants Pompeo out of the picture.
Now, there's something else that's getting a lot of attention lately, or starting to anyway, should have gotten it a long time ago, and that's the drug fentanyl. Now, there's a report that the Department of Homeland Security is now considering classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction.
Way overdue. Way overdue. I called for that, I think, 2 years ago. Because, you know, China's not doing enough with it. They keep promising this and promising that. They're not doing enough with it. So if you classify it as a weapon of mass destruction, I'm absolutely fine with that. That will send some shockwaves around the world. Way overdue.
Now, something else that's been overdue is a lot of veterans, and I just lost a real good friend of mine, Andy Hooker, down in Sarasota, passed away a couple days ago, suffering from Agent Orange. He was a helicopter door gunner. And those guys, one of the things that they did was they sprayed, as well as the jets, some of the Agent Orange over the jungles, and he passed away. But the fact of the matter is they've now recognized, the VA has now recognized 9 more diseases as being part of the Agent Orange problem, and they're going to start treating some of the veterans who have literally been dying for years with that, and that's a good thing, finally.
Yes, I agree.
And I just hope that they continue on that course, because there's a lot of good things that have been happening. For example, this week they had a meeting with the widows of the fallen soldiers, and there's something called a widow's tax that they've been getting stuck with at a time when they really don't need to be worried about paying a widow's tax. There's a difference between an estate tax, and then you get taxed on top of that all over again with a widow's tax for whatever the life insurance proceeds were and all that stuff, and that's just not fair, in my opinion.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. Now, there's something else that popped up here. The immigration growth here in the country is fueling American growth across the city, the cities and states. Amidst a birth rate decline, suddenly our population, 10% of the growth is coming from immigration across the country, I guess. And that doesn't say whether it's legal or illegal. I guess it's all of it.
Right.
So do we count illegal immigrants as part of the immigration growth? I guess that's where I was going with this.
Hence the reason we want that question on the 2020 census. And hence the reason that the Southern Poverty Law Center or the ACLU or these other activist organizations are suing for that question not to be on there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned it on your show several times about how many members of Congress come from districts where pretty much the entire population of their voting district is either 1, illegal, or 2, foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah. Now, there's something interesting when we talk about the illegals. We've used the expression before, I have anyway, 3 hots and a cot once they get here. Well, HUD is now seeking to block illegals from getting housing subsidies that they're not entitled to simply because they are illegal.
But that's kind of a no-brainer in my world. What do you think?
I think it's obvious to me. However, they've been slipping through the cracks because they've been filling out these forms to go into some of the Section 8 housing, and they've been getting paid subsidies just like as if a citizen was there, because the question was never on the form, are you a legal citizen?
Are you an American citizen?
And going right back to the whole census thing.
That's right.
It isn't just Section 8 mm-hmm. housing. It's also rent control. And then it's another type of housing where apartment complexes are that are privately owned are part of the approved Department of Health and Human Services non-government agencies that house these people, where, you know, some people in those apartment complexes might be paying $700 or $800 a month. These people only have to pay like $200 a month.
Now, we don't know who it is, but we did find out from the Mueller report yesterday that hackers from Russia were able to gain access to at least one Florida county's election computer network ahead of the 2016 election. We don't know who it is, according to what I've got here in front of me, but they used a spear phishing email to get into one of the county's computer systems and got all the names that were registered.
That happened in a lot of districts, of voting districts.
All right, but
they did.
Were they using the same thing? Is that what they were doing? These
yeah,
were
it all happened with phishing. That's how they got John Podesta's emails, by phishing.
Because we're just now finding out that this did in fact.
Remember going into the election that we were to the midterm that the FBI was sending agents to select states and select areas within those states
yep.
during that whole, that was the reason.
Wow. I would sure like to know what counties in Florida we're talking about. By the way, Venezuela's in the news again. President Nicolas Maduro is comparing the plight of Venezuelans to that of the Game of Thrones. Is he making a game out of this now?
Well, first of all, I've never watched the Game of Thrones.
I haven't either.
So I can't even speak to what all that's about.
But I wonder why he's comparing that to a television show.
I don't know, but I can't speak to it. So
unbelievable.
I don't know what that means. So it's above my pay grade since I've never watched it.
All right, and I think we'll conclude with this item right here. Measles, a federal judge upheld in New York City's mandatory measles vaccination order, which means, hey, you're going to put your kids in school, got to get them vaccinated.
Public safety issue.
Yeah. All right, and we'll talk to you on the weekend show there, kiddo.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she has to put out. And I'm coming right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Game over. The Mueller report released and more people mulling it over online, reading it. President Trump reacts at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president going on to say,
there never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill telling reporters,
the thought Bill Barr at age 69, his second tour as Attorney General, would do anything to
tarnish his own image or reputation is completely ridiculous.
As for the move forward, McConnell's saying,
I look forward to seeing what the Attorney General has to say. He's going to be before the Judiciary Committee on May the 1st. As he indicated, there are some members of Senate and House who will be shown unredacted portions of that. I will be among those eight people, and it's pretty clear to me he's trying to be as open as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Again, the National Aviation Academy, where you can turn your career or your bad fortunes into good fortunes. And if you're looking for a career, there's nothing better right now than the high-paying, in-demand aviation maintenance tech job. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you've heard me talk about the National Aviation Academy. Many of you heard yesterday when I had Bo Browning on the program, and we were talking about it and answering questions that people had about the National Aviation Academy. But the fact of the matter is, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you've got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, or you're just getting out of the military, you got skills, you don't know where or how to use them, or maybe you're getting out of high school or a vo-tech school, or you're not sure you want to do what it was you went to school for. You've learned to trade, but still, is it really what you want to do? Because you're going to have to start out at $8 or $9 or $10 an hour. Well, I got something that beats all of that, because how would you like to start out at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year? All you have to do is check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. They've got another one right here in my backyard in Clearwater, which is right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And you heard me right. Unlimited earning potential. It's all based on your God-given ability and where you decide to land up. Again, you can make a six-figure salary if you want to go overseas, if you want to work for a government contractor or a foreign government, or if you want to work for maybe a carrier that'll put you overseas in France or Germany or wherever they might happen to fly to. So check out the National Aviation Academy online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, the phone number is 800-659-2080. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. National Aviation Academy, naa.edu. Well, I was talking to Denise Simon about this, but the Army has a plan for China, and it's going to be bad news for the Chinook helicopter and the JLTV vehicle, because legacy programs built for conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq are looking less like vital capabilities and more like bill payers for the Army, as the service now transforms towards a focus of conflict with Russia and China. So that's going to be very interesting indeed. Now, the guided missile destroyer Ross arrived at the Bulgarian port of Varna this week for another round of military exercises in the Black Sea. Certainly the Russians will be watching that very closely, as we have our Navy in the Black Sea on a very regular basis right now. And a group of lawmakers have introduced legislation that would add 9 more diseases to a list of conditions presumed to be caused by the chemical herbicide Agent Orange. This will give veterans who suffer from them a fast track to the Department of Veterans Affairs Disability Compensation and Healthcare, and to that, I say it's about time. Way, way overdue with all the fighting they've had to do to get that coverage. And hundreds of Afghan delegates are now in Doha, Qatar, where they are meeting with representatives of the Taliban. Now, some 250 names, including President Ashraf Ghani's chief of staff, Abdul Salam Brahmi, as well as his selection running mate, Amirullah Saleh, the former head of the Afghan intelligence, are all in this meeting with the Taliban peace talks, as the Taliban is engaged in their spring offensive in Afghanistan. Interesting stuff going on there. Interesting stuff. And Yahoo News put together a list of 36 U.S. operations in Africa. The code name operations cover a variety of different military missions, ranging from psychological operations to counterterrorism. I wonder what Yahoo is up to. Hope they don't out anybody. And, of course, we're still watching and talking about North Korea and the tactical weapon, the tactical guided weapon that they fired, trying to figure out what it was. And we'll just go from there and wait and see. All right. We're going to go over to the telephone line. 60 seconds with Todd. Is that you, Todd?
That's it, boss. Let's get down to business here, okay? Let me remind everybody, today is Good Friday, okay? Today is the day when my mother died when I was 1 year old, and she got to heaven and said, Jesus, why did I die so young? Jesus pulled over the side of his robe over his shoulder and said, I took 39 stripes on my back. Why didn't you believe it? Okay? So today, if Jesus healed you, he took 39 stripes before he was falsely accused and went to the cross for your sins and my sins. I hope you remember that. Yes, just Donald Trump was justified. We've been saying that for 2.5 years. But if I was attorney general, I would have had Rosenstein arrested. I would have said, listen, the FBI spied on an American citizen. Forget about being president. We spied illegally on an American citizen trying to take down a duly elected president. And those investigations, we know who did it, and they should be arrested. God bless our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who vindicates the righteous and the not guilty. In Jesus' name, amen.
And it's okay to think about arresting Rod Rosenstein, but what are you going to arrest him for? As it stands right now, it's all conjecture. There has been, and again, this is going to change. I believe there's going to be some changes when the IG's report comes out, because the Inspector General's report is a little bit more intrusive, and there's a lot more names that were involved on the list that were being checked, and I believe Rosenstein may have been one of them. So we're going to see what's going to happen. That's going to be when the real rubber meets the road, when the IG report comes out soon. And that's why the Democrats are racing, trying to concoct a whole bunch of stories to try to dispel this Mueller report as fast as they can, knowing what's right around the corner. And to Ian's call last hour about the Debbie Wasserman Schultz computer thing with the people that she had from Pakistan and all the different stuff they went through there that we found out about, guess what? All that's coming in the next round, as you heard me have discussions with various people about it. All that's coming in the next round. How do I know that? Because I know that's some of what they've been investigating based on the public reports, legitimate public reports that I've been able to see. Not a bunch of, well, maybe this, well, maybe that. No, that's not what we do here. Anybody can take a wild guess at anything. Doesn't mean you're going to be right. It means you're going to be lucky if you get it right. All righty. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm not sure if Chris Markowski's calling in today or not. If he is, so be it. If he's not, well, we'll just forge on with your phone calls. So, as a result, Kathy, give him the phone number to call.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out beat, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin, and he's down off the ice road trucking assignment that he does during the wintertime, and he's down back here in the lower 48 somewhere. Don't know where he's at yet. Going to try to catch up to him, see if he's coming our way. But this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, because Chris Markowski has the day off, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And also going to tell you a little bit about the Mixing Groveside Cafe here in a minute, too. Got to tell you about the bad weather that's emerging across the southeast right now. We have got a line and an area where we've got severe thunderstorm warnings and watches, and we've got some tornado watches and warnings that are anywhere from the western part of Georgia, going up all the way now to almost West Point, Georgia, which is the extreme western point along I-20, coming into Alabama, right on down on an angle, Alabama down through Montgomery, down to Mobile, just east of Mobile now, and Pensacola, and Navarre, and Crestview. You're all in this over towards Tallahassee. You're right on the fringe of this. It is moving to the east. We do have some flash flood advisories in the southeast Alabama area right now for some of the rain that's coming down. In addition, now we've had a couple of changes back to the west. Right now, Louisiana, northern Louisiana, you're getting high winds and you're getting rains, but at the present time, there is no severe weather to speak of. That goes along for southwestern Arkansas and southeastern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas. There is some high wind. There are some rain or showers in those areas and a couple of flood watches and warnings for those areas as well. So out in front of it, though, once you get into across Mississippi, and there's scattered showers now in central and northern Mississippi, left behind from the bad weather that went through earlier. This system is going to merge, and it's going to go up the East Coast. There is another rain system right now where it's raining in the northern part of Virginia, in the mountains and the northeastern mountains of West Virginia and Maryland and Jersey and Delaware and eastern Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Allentown, all the way up to Binghamton, New York, all the way over to Utica, New York, Albany East, and all the way up to the Canadian line, the Quebec line, I-87, and east all the way into Maine right now, where you're getting quite a bit of rain and showers. So that's what's going on right now. Now, for the truckers going out west, you're looking pretty good right now. I don't see much of anything to bother you. So hammer down, I-80, I-94, I-70, I-40, I-10, I-8. I really don't see anything to bother you. A little bit of wind in New Mexico, El Paso, but nothing that you can't handle, and some fog around Phoenix that'll be dissipating after daylight, but again, nothing you can't handle. And a fire watch up in northeastern Montana, but again, nothing that you can't handle. The bad weather tonight's in the southeast, where the severe storm warnings are at. And again, I can't emphasize enough, pay close attention to what's going on here, because this is not a drill. There's some really bad weather right now, and I'm going to take a little bit of a better look here. Now, up until 5 a.m., we have got Panama City, Apalachicola, Dofuniak Springs, Mariana, Dothan, Blakely, Albany, Georgia, under a tornado watch. They are anticipating the arrival of severe weather. Some of it's already there. Albany, Georgia East, over to Tifton, over to Valdosta, Thomasville, Tallahassee, Big Bend. You'll have a warning from 6 a.m. until 12 noon. The area also will come over into Cross City and over towards Lake City and Ocala. So somewhere around the early afternoon, Tampa Bay, you should be seeing it down here. And this is a storm system that's got a history of tornadoes in it, amongst other things. There will be some areas of coastal flooding, too, I might add, along the Gulf. So be careful and pay attention and keep your weather radio on. Keep your weather radio on. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. I've been up to Moss Nissan twice this week. That's one of the four dealers in the Family Automotive Group. For people that have come down from Alabama and Georgia that have bought Nissan Titan vehicles. Very happy to make your acquaintance and very happy to see that you folks are being able to save some money because you can't get this deal that Moss offers up in your backyard. But you can get the deal down here and get an extra $500 because you've come down here, told them the captain sent you, and you wind up with an extra $500 knocked off your vehicle that you hadn't planned on because I told you, if you mention my name, you get $500 in addition to the deal you make. So there you go. Now, Moss Family Automotive is spelled M-A-U-S. Moss Family Automotive, check them out. Check out all the dealerships that they've got. They have one in Newport Richey, one in Crystal River, one in Homosassa Springs, and the all-new Moss Family Chevy, which is down here in Tampa on Northdale Mabry, up in the Carrollwood area of Tampa. And I'm going to be there next Saturday with the lovely Yvette Perez from Radio Luz. We're going to have some free food there. We'll be there from noon to 3 p.m. Come on out and see us. Take a test drive in one of those beautiful vehicles that they have to offer. I know Sue and Karen came out the last time, and Sue went for a ride in a Corvette. They got some great Corvettes there. They got some fancy-dancy Rocky Road trucks there, jacked up in the air. They got all sorts of vehicles there, certified pre-owned, too. And don't forget, you serve, you save. Well, you get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your new vehicle. And if you want a certified pre-owned, you get to buy it at wholesale. Don't forget, Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes too, free tire rotations as well on the certified pre-owned vehicle of your choice. They got something for everybody's pocket. Don't know till you try. And a couple people went up there, and they found the car of their dreams, certified pre-owned, got a warranty to boot, this, that, and the other, and they're very happy. Also, check out my friends at the Mixon's Fruit Farm Groveside Cafe. Because did you know that the Mixon Groveside Cafe bakes all their own sub-sandwich bread fresh daily? Well, they do. And they use only the highest quality ingredients. And I had the amazing Superman the other day when I was up there or down there. Fantastic. And don't forget their nightclub sub, too. You'll like that. And their forklift burger isn't called forklift burger for nothing. Large and in charge. Seasoned to perfection and your choice of cheeses. It will not disappoint. That's Mixon Fruit Farms, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. They are a certified Florida attraction. How about that? You guys look in the tourist book, you'll find them coming down here to visit. All righty. I'll be right back with more as the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on after the top of the hour news.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.